Red Bloom Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are talking Talent Sarajevo in the company of cinematographer Igor Martinovic, who is one of the mentors here at Talent Sarajevo for the cinematographers, of course. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Would you be able to give us an overview of your activities here?
So this year talent cinematography program has six young cinematographers who have shot mostly short films. Some of them have done maybe one feature film. But the idea is that we have practical part of program where we shoot certain scenes on almost like a short film, and then we also have a theoretical part of the program where we talk about cinematography and craft of it, art of it, and anything that goes.
So it's a program that revolves around actually working on hands-on kind of projects like this.
Absolutely, yes. We do shoot every day. We shot for a few days for like really long hours, and today is a little shorter day. But it seems like, you know, everyone is enjoying. It's really a great experience for me, yeah, because I haven't done it before, and it's kind of like a learning process for me. But also, I hope some things. That the students learn a thing or two as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned that they film scenes. So how do you kind of come up with the concept for these scenes?
The scenes are from a script that I started to write, and it's the beginning of the longer film that perhaps one day I will even do it. So it also it was a great opportunity for me to do to film the scenes of a potential film and see what are the challenges or issues with it.
Would you be able to tell me a little bit about this year's group, the Talent Sarajevo? What's coming up in your discussions? What seems to be interests that they have?
I mean, the program of the talent of this year, of the theme, rather, of the talent of this year, talent program of this year is In and Out of Light, which we extended a little bit and into the power of the hidden in the cinema. So what we are exploring is what cinematographers as visual storytellers can benefit from hiding in the cinema, in the film, in the process of filmmaking. How can we explore things that we don't show, and how do we do not show things in the movies? And so the talents are coming from different countries, from five different countries. It's three male and three female talents. It's a diverse group. It's interesting group. It's they are really eager to try things, and I'm trying to challenge them and try to create problems that sometimes I don't even know the answer to. But so we are discovering things together.
Oh, right. So it's like, you know, you're trading information in a way. It's an exchange of sorts.
I think it's always a good exchange, yeah, because I don't think anyone has monopoly on ideas, and you know, anyone can come up with a great idea. So we purposely designed the program in a way that we don't have roles in while we shoot. So there is no DP, there is no director, there is no AC or gaffer. We all do everything, and we all discuss everything, and whoever has a better idea and other people accept it as a better idea, then we move forward. And sometimes it's a discussion that takes a little longer, but it's a good place to be, and I think we are learning more from those discussions than just by executing the shots.
Do you think that's a good way to help these talents come up with an original voice or an identity as cinematographers?
I don't know if it's a good way. I'm sure somebody can come up with a better way, but this is the only way I could think of that could potentially work. But you know, because it's my first year, you know, I'm experimenting as well and trying to find the right way to do. But I do things that that people should be able to express their ideas and try to challenge it. And I constantly ask them to challenge me as well, which can help that help me to learn a thing or two as well.
Also, one of the challenges, I guess, would be to look at cinematography in a very kind of complete way. There is also, you know, because cinematography can be employed in documentary filmmaking, but also fiction filmmaking. And you kind of have, you know, you're an expert in both, let's say. But do you talk about that as well? And is there a difference in approaching these types of projects, these different types of projects?
We did talk, and we still do talk about differences in the approach and what one can benefit from, like shooting both documentaries and feature films or narrative material. It is the program is designed around narrative filmmaking, so most of the things we do and try to do this is scripted material, and we talk a lot about narrative films rather than documentaries.
What is your opinion on the different technologies? Obviously there's the obvious ones, analog and digital, and now there's also other innovations like VR. Things happen all the time.
So we as cinematographers try to find a visual language that can correspond to the story or that can support the story, and using analog or digital is absolutely for me it doesn't have that much importance. Each story can be told in both ways. Question is what represents the story better. So sometimes you can go with digital, sometimes you can go with film. I think the entire conversation around it should probably stop, and people should focus on how the stories are told, not what medium they are using, because there is so many ways we can express ourselves. And if we are just talking about the technique and technology, it doesn't help in any way. I think what we need to do is we need to push ourselves to try to visually enhance our visual vocabulary, to make our language richer, and increase the overall visual literacy that maybe the general public is not that high. So if we stop talking about film or digital, it can only benefit us, and we start talking about, you know, what are the means of to tell the story, not like what are you using, what medium are you using, but like how do we express ourselves and what visuals we use.
You must keep an open mind, I guess.
Yeah.
You mentioned something that actually kind of interests me, also on a personal level, and I hope other listeners will find it interesting as well. The level of visual literacy in the audience is kind of relatively low. Can you kind of elaborate on that point a little bit?
I think it's in films themselves. It's obviously much more the level of the literacy is a little bit. It's much more higher than television, for example, and you know, hopefully the television is going to start to experiment a little bit more with visuals and not be just concerned with words. But I think there is a trend happening in the society at large where the visuals are taking a bigger position in our lives. When you look around, you just constantly enticed with visuals, and kids these days are growing up with visuals. They are reading less, but they are watching more. Not just watching, they are creating more. These days you are looking at the online any platform online. There is thousands and thousands and thousands of kids that are creating material. They are participating in creating the tapestry of our existence that somebody in 100 years is going to look back at, and hopefully, you know, it's going to be the materials is going to survive. But it's improving. I think it's a slow process, but participation of the more people in our in the medium is great. It's I really enjoy seeing that kids are creating this, all this like programming, and not just programming. Also, there is a certain movement that's happening right now, I believe, in visual essays.
Yeah,
that is amazing. I mean, that didn't exist when I was growing up. You know, like the only thing you would learn from you would have to watch like on maybe on a DVD making of or something. You know, but now like the kids are coming in and creating these like visual essays. They are talking about like how things are done, and they are talking about what the essence of visual storytelling is. And I love that. It's such a beautiful thing to see that.
Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us, and thanks very much for talking about other things beyond your Town Sarajevo work. But I still do wish you all the best for the rest of the Town Sarajevo, and thank you once again for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.